You know what the word bawdy means? It means risque, ribald, off color. It means dirty. So put your earbuds in because the stories you're about to listen to are for adults only. Thanks for listening.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from coach and licensed psychologist Dr. Liz. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about something special that's coming up. On Saturday, July 18th, which is a little over a week away, we're doing our next Bawdy Storytelling live stream, and the theme is jackpot. We've got some great stories. We're working with Misha Bonaventura of the Bonobo Tribe. I'm working with Adam Ross, who's a storyteller who's been on the Moth Story Hour, performed and won so many Moth Slams, and he's performed here on the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast before, too. But on Saturday, July 18th, it's not just great stories, and our theme is jackpot. Here's your jackpot. This time, we have the butt plugs back. If you've ever wanted a butt plug with my little cartoon face peeking out of somebody's asshole, wherever you decide to put it, now is the time because we just got a new shipment. And whenever we get these, we don't order in large quantities. So it's very limited. If you'd like to join the butt plug club, which this time will include a custom Bawdy Storytelling butt plug, a butt plug cozy, a little bag to put your butt plug in. It includes a button, our brand new stickers that we just got. It will include a personal note from me with instructions on how to be a panelist on the next live stream and more. Oh, and we'll include some Uber Lube so that if it's your first time, as the last time we did this was, some people had never had anything in their butt and they really wanted to have this moment with me. Isn't that sweet? Mine was their very first butt plug. Whether you're an expert, you're a graduate level, you've had everything in the world in your butt, or if you're brand new to this and you want somebody to hold your hand, it's going to be me. Join us for the Butt Plug Club. You need to order by this Sunday in order for us to have time to ship them because we want them in your hands and in your butt by Saturday, July 18th, the next live stream. There's a link to the live stream tickets in the show notes. You're going to buy the exhibitionist level. That makes you a panelist. It means you're going to be on screen. We can see and interact with you. And it also means that we ship you a butt plug. Grab them before they're gone. They sold out fast last time. How's your week going? Is your week blending into a month, blending into a year? Doesn't it feel like each week takes forever now? I hope you're getting out socially distanced with a mask, you know, having contact with other people, but doing it in a safe way. I'm trying to get away from focusing on the negative and building for the future. And one of the things I'm doing is I am creating an online course and I'm creating an online coaching program so that it's really easy to book coaching with me. And that could be for anything. That could be maybe you want to talk about your sex life. It could be maybe you want to become a better storyteller. I do all of those things and a few other things. If you'd like to book a coaching session with me, contact me and let's figure it out. I'm trying to make a really organized, streamlined system. It's not there yet, but it's in the works. And I'm excited about that because coaching really is my favorite part. Helping people believe that their story is important. We tell ourselves, oh, but my story wasn't like that. That story is exceptional, and my story is just like this. Everybody says that. Every single storyteller. I had a storyteller the other day who's had something like 22 solo shows. I asked her to tell a story on Bodies podcast, and she said, "I don't know, Dix. I don't really have any stories." What? What are you talking about? You have how many solo shows and you think you don't have any stories? We psych ourselves out, especially at a time like right now. When we're in the house, we're bored, we're not creating new adventures, so we believe that we never had an adventure. That's not true. You don't have to have had it yesterday for it to count. Everything in your life counts. I really love helping people find that story that makes them excited about their life, that makes them, I don't know, it lights up your every day when you're like, wow, I have had great stuff happen in my life. I want to remember it. I want to turn it over. I want to tell other people about it. I want to inspire them. Can you tell? I get a little inspired talking about it too. Online coaching, starting to do more of that, working on an online course, building for the future, feels really good. And I was going through some papers in my office the other day, and I came across some of my bad ideas from the past. And I'm going to throw this out there just to see, in case you're interested. When we started the podcast, one of the things we did was an experience auction. So if you don't know what an experience auction is, it is when people come together to create, like, I can do this, almost like a Skillshare. And somebody else says, I will give you money for that. And then those things helped us raise money to start the podcast back when we relaunched back in 2017, something like that. We had a lot of sex workers go, does it have to be legal? I love this show. I want it to be a podcast. Is my offering, does it need to be legal? And I went, well, more than a podcast, our primary goal is Dixie not going to jail. And I always figured pandering would be what I went to jail for. So let's make sure it's legal. They would walk away. I give great hand jobs. I can't believe she said that. We had these people making breakfast in bed. We had invitations to sex parties. We had really great offerings. One of my favorites was somebody who was a pilot would take you up in his plane and let you join the Mile High Club. Of course, you had to bring your own partner for that. But he had this camera that you could turn around. It would shoot like a live stream of the sky. You could turn the camera around and you could live stream the Mile High Club. You gaining admission to the Mile High Club. Live stream it while you're up there. How cool is that? Really creative offerings. And one of the things that I did on my side was the thing called the sexy shout out. As we know, I am not shy, and a lot of people are. So for a certain amount, I would say pretty much whatever you wanted me to say. If you had a crush on somebody who liked to drink Sprite and vodka and had the cutest ass and wanted them to get up on stage while I talked about them like it was a fashion show, I would just describe them in a way that made them blush and excited. They loved having me talk about them while people looked at them. That's one example of a sexy shout out. But let's say it's your anniversary, or let's say you had your first orgy, or I don't know what it is. Maybe you want me to talk about it. So if you'd like to talk to me about maybe an ad for your company, we have ad space on the podcast. If you'd like me to do a sexy shout out, we can negotiate that. But I got to get creative, and a podcast is a way for me to tell the world what you want known, because you're listening. That means other people are too, right? So these are some of the things I'm thinking of. I'm looking for your help to how to figure out getting through this thing. None of us know how long it's going to last. I miss the live shows. Every time I listen to something that is the sound of a roaring crowd or a huge gathering, like listening to the Moth's virtual live stream, just the sound at the beginning of the show of thousands of people sitting together, shoulder to shoulder, talking, making noise. I don't know, it just makes me so happy. And I miss it so much. And I love podcasting, don't get me wrong. But it's not that. I loved that feeling of being together in a room with hundreds and hundreds of people. Yeah, I miss it. I miss you. I miss your face. I miss having you walk up and tell me what's going on in your life. That experience was so casual and so real, and we were all together. I'm going to shut up now because it's making me a little bit sad. But one of the things I really like is when people send me emails, or better yet, voice memos, where you just hit record on your phone and you send me a message and you tell me what's going on in your life. It's the closest I can get to that experience right now. If you want to do that, you take that recording and you attach it to an email and you send it to Dixie@BodyStorytelling.com. You're listening to my voice. I would really love to hear yours. Are you tired of shelter in place? Are all of your favorite things closed? Well, I'm excited to tell you about the reopening of one of my favorite things, the drive-in. Always loved the drive-in. And on this week's five things to be grateful for, which you can find in the Body newsletter or you can find in the show notes here, I am focused on the cool stuff about this socially distanced, public yet private way to get out of your house and bring sexy back. The drive-in. Did you know Walmart is turning 160 of its store parking lots into drive-in movie theaters in August? I like to wear a subtle yet sexy face mask, like my new fuckity fuck fuck mask. I bring a cooler with cocktails and a bucket of popcorn, and I eat it in my car while watching Back to the Future or Star Wars or something nostalgic. And best of all, I bring a bottle of Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. The vitamin E leaves a velvety finish that actually moisturizes your skin. So if you've been cooped up for months with a partner, there's no better way to spice things up than enjoying a summer breeze and a hot car makeout session. I love that Uberlube isn't sticky, and it feels good on my skin because that touch of vitamin E is welcome to stay and moisturize my whatever all the way through Footloose and well into Jumanji. No access to a sink or soap and water? It feels good. You'll savor how it feels on your Jack Daniels or your hoo-ha. It's great for all kinds of play, vaginal, oral, anal. Want to wear your butt plug all the way through Deadpool? Uberlube makes that puppy slide right in. And since Uberlube won't stain clothing or bedding, you can clean up easily with detergent and water later. If you're going to add to your magic moments, you want to make sure it's done with the highest quality, most body-safe ingredients. Uberlube's measured pumps allow you to dispense the perfect amount of product every time, even in the dark, so you don't have to turn on that interior light in your car, because nobody needs to know that y'all are schnogging, or more, over there in that Kia Soul, do they? Uberlube lets skin feel skin. Lube should enhance touch, and Uberlube adds just the right amount of slip while still allowing for skin-on-skin sensation. And Uberlube is latex compatible, so it's safe and effective to use with condoms should you go there. Uberlube offers long-lasting performance when you want it, like all the way through a double feature long-lasting, then quickly dissipates without leaving a sticky residue. There's no flavor or scent. And if you're solo, take Uberlube and your favorite toy on a date and amplify Mad Max Fury Road with a little highly vibrational edging. I love getting to talk about a product that I love and use myself. When that company sponsors you and likes what you do, that feels really good. I'm excited to talk about Uberlube because they're a top-notch product. And right now they're offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use my code DIXIE at uberlube.com. 10% off and free shipping, y'all. Just use Dixie at uberlube.com. Thank you to Uberlube for sponsoring the Body Storytelling Podcast. Uberlube, it lets you feel what you want to feel. So head to a drive-in near you and give it a try. It really is the best. Oh. Are you ready for a story? Well, let's talk about this week's storyteller. Dr. Liz believes that great sex can change the world. She's on a mission to help you have more meaningful, pleasurable relationships in life and work, as well as the bedroom. She's a coach and licensed psychologist helping couples and singles develop self-confidence and honesty in their relationships, whether conventional or non-traditional. Dr. Liz makes regular media appearances, including as co-host of the Life on the Swing Set podcast. As a sex educator, Dr. Liz has spoken on many stages, including the ASECT annual conference, CatalystCon, and the Woodhull Sexual Freedom Summit. Dr. Liz believes that being confident in who you are is the gateway to great relationships and great sex. And great sex, according to Dr. Liz, can change the world. Learn more about Dr. Liz at sexpositivepsych.com. There'll be a link to that in the show notes. This storyteller is Dr. Liz.
Y'all are so nice. Have you ever had that experience where you have a hookup coming up and you like build up in your mind and you build it up and you build it up and then like it totally fails to meet your expectations? This is not that story. So some of you who don't know me don't know that I'm pretty much known widely as a slut. I fuck a lot of people. I have a lot of hot sex. And I was getting ready to go to a sexuality conference down in LA, Catalyst Con. A good friend of mine, Ashley Manta, picturing Ashley, think of like Rebel Wilson as a 1950s pinup girl with Carrie Bradshaw's personality, but about sex and cannabis instead of fashion. Right? And I text Ashley and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna be down in your city for this conference and I've got a lot going on. I'm taking a 3-day workshop. I'm hosting a meetup for veterans and military folks. I'm doing 3 different panels on some heavy topics, but like, I really wanna hang out with you. Are you coming around? She said, yeah, I'm gonna be there for one night. I've heard you're throwing a sex party. I wanna be there. I was like, all right, done. And she said, do you wanna have a threesome with me and my partner, Bruno? So staying in the Sex and the City family, Bruno is like Harry, Charlotte's husband. Right, you look at him, he's got the bald head and the hairy body, and you're like, I don't get it. And then you see him fuck, and you're like, I get it. That's Bruno. So she's offering me to be in the middle of this Bruno and Ashley sandwich, and I'm like, yeah, fuck, yes. Let's do that thing. So we have about 2 weeks before the event is going to happen, and we're texting back and forth, and we're sending each other video messages, and it's getting real flirty, and we're like, oh, how about if I do this? And she's like, what if I use a strap-on on you? I'm like, yeah, please fuck me with a strap-on. And then she says, oh, I'm bringing my Sibian to the party. Some of y'all know what the Sibian, raise your hand if you know what a Sibian is. Oh, yeah. So for those of you perverts who don't know yet, the Sibian is like a pommel horse, but a vibrator. So it's a vibrator that you ride, and it is so powerful that they use it in porn as a torture device sometimes. I love the Sibian. And so when she said that a Sibian would be involved, I had to jump at this opportunity. So I've now got this opportunity to fuck my friend. And, you know, Ashley's a sex educator. I'm a sex educator. We all kind of fuck each other eventually. And I'm recognizing that somehow, Ashley and I have never fucked before. We've been at a lot of the same parties, we've fucked a lot of the same people, but we've never actually fucked each other. And so now it's this whole thing of like, I get to fuck my friend who I love, I get to fuck her partner, I get to ride the Sibian, like this is a big deal. And I'm taking 3 days of classes and then doing a meetup and 2 panels and then the party and then a panel the next day. Fuck, can I do this? Is this like, am I gonna be able to hack it for this? So I get down to the conference, I'm super excited, I'm getting through the workshops and it's like brain heavy and I'm exhausted. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. First day of the conference hits, I run my meetup for veterans, goes great. Second day of the conference, I do 2 panels. One panel on coercion and control in relationships and one panel on how stigmatizing it is to be out as a veteran in sex positive communities. Sexy topics, heavy, heavy fucking topics. And it's the night that we're gonna have this sex party. It's a black belt sex party. It's gonna be in my room, 2 adjoining hotel rooms, 4 beds, plenty of places to fuck. And Ashley's showing up to the hotel that night. And so I come down right after one of my panels and I see Ashley in the lobby and we like run to each other. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. I can't wait to fuck you tonight. And you don't do that with your friends? And so we talk about how things are going. She has her giant suitcase full of sex toys. And I get together in her room later. We have some dinner with a bunch of our women sex educator friends. And we're chatting about who we're fucking and how good they are. And oh my God, we're so excited for tonight. And I go up to my room and I get changed. And like, you know, for sex parties, sometimes I'm like the PJ's girl. But that night I was like, no, this is sexy lingerie night. So I put on this like hot skin tight black number that's got like cut slits all up the sides, down the front. It clings to my ass and it makes it look even better than normal. So like, take this. And add an additional 50% of hotness. Right? I'm looking fucking good. And I sit through the entertainment for the night. It's great. Go up to the rooms where we're having this sex party. And we're starting late. We're starting like 11 p.m. And the party has to end by 2 because I have a panel the next day in the morning at 11, which means I need to be like full Dr. Liz face by 10:30. Y'all know how makeup takes some time. So I'm like, okay, all right. Drink an energy drink. You can do this, Liz. You were in the army. You can survive through a sex party and have the hot sex. It's hard. I can do it. Thank you. Thank you for your trust in me. So the party starts, and we do an opening circle. So where we go around, everyone introduces themselves so that folks who haven't already fucked each other can know who everyone is. We talk about our mildest and wildest. So what's the mildest thing that could happen tonight? What's the wildest thing that could happen tonight that you'd walk away feeling really great about it? And it's like time to like go for a sex party. And I'm like, yes, threesome time, Sibian time. And Ashley turns to me and says, oh, no, wait, sorry. I promised I would play with Reed first. Reed Mihalko, sitting in the front row. And I'm like, is Reed fucking cock blocking me right now? So luckily, because Reed is giving, he invites me into their play. And, you know, Ashley's pegging Reed and I'm, you know, getting fucked by Reed. It's great. It's whatever. But I'm like, I really want this threesome with my friend. Because, like, I've done Reed before. He's lovely. I recommend him to everyone. But, like, I really want to fuck my friend. You're also my friend, but we fuck a lot. And I've never fucked Ashley. And I want to fuck Ashley. So eventually she finishes with Reed. And like, I'm like, okay, let's do this. And she goes and plugs in the Sibian. And I'm like, yes! My dreams are coming true. She has brought all of the attachments for the Sibian. So I get to choose my favorite attachment. And my favorite attachment is the G-egg. It is an egg-shaped insertable that hits your G-spot like you would not believe. And that insertable is about yay big around, like 2.5 diameter. It's nice. It's real nice. And it's got a little bit of texture on the front side, and it's got little nubs where your clit's going to sit on it. And it just pummels the shit out of your G-spot. So I grab that G-egg, put it on, we lube it up, and I sit myself down on it. And Ashley looks at me, and she looks me deep in the eyes, and she says, Liz, do you want me to start slow? And I'm like, no, bring it on. So she starts amping up the intensity and amping up the intensity, and she's put on a new strap on, so she's ready to fuck me at moment's notice. And she has this brilliant idea as she's amping up the intensity of this remarkably powerful vibrator banging the inside of my G-spot. She's like, Liz, I think you should suck Bruno's cock right now. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right, I should. So he stands up, straddling on the bed, cock in my face, and I start sucking his cock, and as I start sucking his cock, the vibration intensity gets so high that I just start coming. And I start coming and coming and coming, and I am blessed with a magic body. I can come a lot, very quickly, with lots of kinds of stimulation. And I'm coming over and over and over again. And Ashley says, actually, I want to put my cock in your mouth. So Bruno moves around behind me, kneels down, pushes my shoulders down so I can't escape the Sibian. And Ashley puts her cock in my mouth and I start screaming my orgasms onto her dildo. And I am just coming so fucking hard over and over. And eventually I have one more and I pull her cock out of my mouth and I'm like, I need a moment. Can we just, I think I'm done with the Sibian. She's like, great. Turns it down. I like Bambi legs off of the Sibian. Because my legs aren't working for some weird reason. And I'm sweaty and dehydrated because, you know, fluids. And so they grab me a bottle of water and I'm like sitting on a towel and I'm like sipping the water. I'm like, I haven't fucked anyone yet. Can you do this, Liz? it's probably already 12:30. Like, we're getting low on time. I'm getting low on energy. And so Ashley's like, you just sit there. I'm going to get Bruno ready for you. I'm like, okay. And so she starts playing with Bruno's cock. Now, Ashley teaches a hand job class, and it's probably the best hand job class anyone could take. And I'm watching her play with Bruno's cock, and his cock is already gorgeous. But watching my friend's hands stroke this beautiful cock that she is getting ready for me, special place in my heart. And I somehow find the energy to keep going. So I grab a condom and some lube, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Bruno lays down, I roll the condom down his cock, put a little bit more lube on there, climb on top of him, and I straddle him. And the curve of his cock hits that tenderized G-spot so beautifully. So I just start grinding his cock, and he grabs Ashley, pulls her onto his face, and I can feel her coming all the way through his body and up through his cock into me. And I'm coming down his cock and all the way through his body up into her. And we start grabbing each other's tits and just like massaging them and kissing each other and looking each other deep in the eyes. And it is such a beautifully intimate, hot, orgasmic moment. And then she says, you know, Liz, I think I'm ready to fuck you. And I get this little like, you know that feeling, right? And I'm like, okay, so my legs are super sore. I'm dehydrated, like, whew, I'm tired, but I need to fuck my friend. Like, we need to share this moment. And so Ashley lays down where Bruno had been, and I straddle her, and as I slide myself down onto her cock, I look into her eyes, and it is this beautiful moment of connection and orgasm and pleasure. And the connection that we're sharing is so deep and passionate and real. And as I start riding her cock, which it was a monstrous fucking dildo. It was a lot to take after that evening. It's this moment of getting to connect with someone who I already loved so deeply in an all new and passionate way. And as I come on her cock and come on her cock, and my legs start giving out, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. She flips me over. And the rest of the party is gone. And it's just me and Ashley sharing this connection that we've both wanted for so long. And she fucks me. And it's this beautiful sexual moment with my friend. And as I come one more time, I tell her, thank you so much. I think I'm done. And she pulls out. And the three of us kiss each other in a triangle, just all of us sharing in that moment together. And I think now about how beautiful it was to be able to share that moment, to be able to finally share that with my friend who I love and care about, and to get out of it the hottest threesome I've ever had. Thank you.
Way too much, felt to myself, I thought I wasn't enough. what I wanna be, what I wanna be, just what I wanna be. I don't know you, but I am blessed by the heavens. Someone's got a word on me. Sweet, but I get rough. Just what I wanna be, what I wanna be, just what I wanna be. I don't know you, but I'm just what I wanna be.
Who you gon' call when you ain't got the Me and Megan run up in the spot like I pop off cause I am the reigning champ. Please no comparisons cause you know they can't. Had to cut the grass, there was snakes in the camp. They know I'm the Billy, I be laughing. Ha, 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 ha. 1 minute I'm nice, the next I'm on stop. My guest house alone cost like 3 tickets. And that Rolls truck and that paint job real wicked. Used to dumb dumb myself down for these chickens. Now when dumb dumb talk I smile at me crickets. Boom, I turn every head when I walk in the room. Pretty in real life, hit my pics with the zoom. A 10 when they rate it like tune. Elevated to the penthouse, we ain't stopping anytime soon. What I wanna be.
That was Nice to Meet Ya by Meghan Trainor featuring Nicki Minaj. If you're a supporter of Body Storytelling on Patreon, you are keeping the ship afloat. Thank you. It wouldn't be happening without our Patreon supporters because podcasting isn't free. It seems like it is. It's free to the listeners, but it's not when you have web hosting and tech staff. There's a lot of tech staff involved these days, especially since COVID, where everything has gone online. If you'd like to make sure that we keep going, support us at patreon.com/body. And you're not just given, you get to. You will get free tickets to the live stream that happens every 2 weeks. You will get the replay, and the replay only lives on Patreon for our Patreon supporters. So if you can't watch us on a Saturday night, you can watch us whenever you want on the replay. So go to patreon.com/body. You know how to spell body. Support us at whatever level you can. We appreciate you so much right now. Thanks in advance for your support. That's it. That's the end of the episode. Our time together each week is so short, isn't it? But it makes me so happy that you're here, that you're listening wherever you are. I like to picture you with your earbuds in, maybe your butt plug in. Tuning in, listening to stories, and hopefully we're inspiring new stories for you. We all need more stories in our life right now. I want to say thank you to the team that makes the Body Storytelling Podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Marty, it wouldn't happen without you. Thank you to sound engineer, David Grossoff, to video archivist, Joe Moore. Joe is the one helping us get the replay up on Patreon, helping us clean up the files so that these live stream moments can live forever. If you miss it live on a Saturday night, you can always get it through our Patreon. Thank you, Joe, for making that possible. This has been episode 131 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. I'll be back with another story next week. Thanks so much. See you soon.